That's the thing. Like, I could talk to, like, anyone. I'm not scared to talk to anyone, but I'm scared, like, physically of people. You know, like, I've never even been in a physical, like, you know, like, I've never been in a fight. You could tell because this is, like, you know, like a little push and hook move, you know? Because I'm passive aggressive. I try for a while to change it up and become aggressively passive, you know? Before I was married, I had a roommate, you know, and he, like, once again, like, left his dishes in the sink, so I didn't say anything about it for a little while, and then I fucked his girlfriend. So, aggressively passive. Spread the word. But I knew I knew I had to change this up, you know, because I'm always scared of people, so I started taking Kenpo Karate a few months ago. Is anyone here a black belt? Okay, I'll protect you all, don't worry about it. But I started taking Kenpo Karate, and I realized that with karate, you are simply defending yourself with hilarity. That is it. Like, this was a move I learned, okay? It was this. And that noise. That was what they said. It was up, down, and he said that, okay? The noise, for real, is supposed to scare off someone, okay? So you go, and they're like, oh, don't fuck with Dan, he's a balloon animal. We don't know what the hell could happen with him. Wow. The first rule of street fight, you never mess with anyone who squeaks. That's how it works. But I took this class the first day, okay? Sensei Wes is like, we're gonna learn how to take a gun away from someone when he's holding it up to you at gunpoint. And I was like, I can't even win a fight over China. How do you think I'm gonna flip the switch in a gun battle, okay? He's like, what you do when the gun is pointing at you, you flick their wrist, you go backwards, and if the gun falls to the ground and goes off and shoots the guy in his face, not your problem. Not my problem? Clearly you don't know me very well, Sensei Wes, okay? Because if I see a man blow his face off in front of me, it's definitely gonna be my problem, okay? My problem, my wife's problem, my dream journal's problem, my dry cleaner's problem. Can't imagine, like, waking up in the middle of the night being like, oh my god, I just thought about the time where I watched a man blow his brains off in front of me. Not my problem. Go back to bed, Dan. Everything's fine. Because let's be honest. Okay, guys, if a man holds a gun to my head, what I do is I immediately start crying. Like, bawling, okay? I start crying and pissing hard. Like, hard piss, soft cries. Hard piss, soft cries. It's like the master cleanse, okay? And then at that point, then I just kind of like faint probably, you know? And then while I'm fainting, I just scream out my social security number. You know, I'm just like, take it, oh, for one, you know, I say it, I just give it to him, you know? And then if that doesn't work, then, you know, I blow the guy, I guess. That's kind of what... Look, I know... Okay, I know that that will stop the criminal act. But I'm also aware that's not the best way to get your orange belt, okay? So, that's why they don't teach it at the dojo. Welcome to Dan Levy Fighting School, okay? Here's what happens. Gun points at you, you cry. You bawl. You cry hard, then you pissed harder. Then you pass out, scream at your social, and blow the guy. Thank you. That'll be $3,000.